Right, if you have children around, don't let them listen.
Welcome to Attention Deficit and Hyperactive Dragons, ADHD. My name is Sebastian. I play Xylus Ramsbottom, a little nutso druid high elf.
Little?
But, like, the nutso bit is little. Okay.
Little nutso.
Majority nutso.
Okay, thank you.
Fun fact for Xylus this week is that he sleeps on a bed mostly of lichen. So, like, the little scratchy sort of moss stuff.
How does he lichen that?
He likens it a lot.
Beer.
Like, he just that feel of the scratchiness on his skin, he's just really into that.
Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how lichen soft is it, or how lichen hard is it? It's like soft, or is it lichen soft, or lichen hard?
It's lichen hard.
Oof.
Like, he gets his best sleep when he's doing some masochistic shit.
Ah, so his sleep number is, like, high.
Yes.
It's like 89.
So is foreplay just someone rubbing him with sandpaper?
Would be another abrasive that's, like, more jarring. Not quite
a rock, volcanic rock.
Yes.
Ooh, but that's good for, like, peeling off skin.
Like lava
pumice.
No. There's pumice, yeah. And then there's, like, that really crazy sharp volcanic rock.
Oh, obsidian?
Not that one.
Lava rock.
Lava rock.
Sorry, obsidian's crazy sharp.
Well, because there's, like, obsidian is glass.
Yep.
But there's, like, pumice, which is, like, a really closed pore stone. And then there's lava rock, which is, like, really open pore and, like, really just crazy.
I feel like obsidian's sharper. It's like the sharpest edge until medical technology.
But we're not talking about sharper, though.
Let's not get into that.
Okay, moving on. I'm Caleb, and I play Dr. Rosalind Rose Thompson. Last episode, I talked about her finding success as a author. Her alias for writing those is Dame Amanda F. F stands for Fitzgerald. Thank you, Audrey, for that. Doyland. And she's out. I'm just going to do a fun fact. She's published 3 novels so far.
Oh, damn. Did they sell well?
Everyone's done better than the last one.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
But no one knows.
My name is Audrey, and I play Velvet, a.k.a. Vel, government name Jessica Faraday. She is a Harrigan Ranger. Her fun fact this week is that she gets really upset and angry when she sees people wearing fur coats. Yeah.
Now, does she go PETA and just throw blood on them, or does she go like actual baller badass and like snap their neck?
She doesn't get violent, but she might go up to the person and give him a piece of her mind about these things.
Okay.
Potentially. It depends on the day and how she's feeling, but it really upsets her. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel. I'm the Dungeon Master. And last week, I did a hot take on Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter about they'd be much shorter books if you had a real D&D party. I can't actually think of anything else. I was going to try to go off of that, but I just can't.
What's your favorite book of all time?
Martian. The Martian by Andy Weir. It's beautiful.
Why?
Why? Because it's hysterical, and you kind of feel like you're learning something, and it's...
Yeah.
It's funny and informing, and you also... It just kind of gives me a warm fuzzy.
Have you read it?
No.
Highly recommend.
One of you guys needs to lend it to me first.
Remind me to bring it Wednesday.
I need to finish Dune first, so just hold off. I need to finish Dune.
It's so amazing. It's so
It'd be funny. Hard to beat Project Hail Mary.
This is true. Project Hail Mary, in my mind, could closely beat out The Martian, but I like The Martian more.
Okay. Daniel, what happened last week?
Last week, you guys were on a train heading to Dagon Brewery. Caleb's character was in the process of seducing 3 beefy elven guards. In a fashion I did not expect, he quickly turned on one of the guards, stabbed him in the heart.
You were shocked by me murdering people.
I knew you were going to murder them. I just didn't expect you to do it in public. Hey, Sebastian, got another pair of those?
Yeah.
I might need them in a minute.
The sun is in our eyes. Yeah, we're wearing sunglasses now.
You might want to bring me a pair. Caleb quickly stabbed one of the guards in the heart. After he did that, the lady that was being transported with these guards lunged forward and beat another guard to death. And then Caleb and Sebastian tried killing the third, successfully killed the third. All of them ran away into a train car. So Caleb, they learned that the lady that was with them was an adventurer who was kidnapped by the Duke of Sedora. She was a monk. They convinced her to join their party. They went to the Dagon Brewery, had a tour of said brewery. Sebastian convinced the owner of the brewery to have a talk about finances. And then Audrey and Caleb and Marie got a note from a goblin saying that they were being trapped there against their will. And that is where we left off.
Scene with Sebastian. Or actually, it's seen with us. Fuck.
Yeah, we left him with you two.
So, does Dub know Goblin?
He knows exactly one language, and that is Goblin. And Orcish.
I don't know. That's two languages.
Sorry, two languages.
Really, I shouldn't be surprised by that.
Don't worry. Marie knows Goblin. I mean, Goblin.
I love her now. She's so good. She's so helpful. Yeah, I'm going to lean into Vel's ear and whisper and like...
Leaning into Vel's ear is kind of relative to term because it's like you have to like go up.
Okay.
Coming off
yeah.
the top of her head.
Yeah.
Well, the base of her head. That's where the hole is.
It's up here.
But the base of her head is where the ear
just
hole is.
Just lean over to Vel.
Yeah, I'm going
to
lean over.
It doesn't matter.
It's fine. Yeah.
If I lean over, she's not going to talk about it. Yeah. Then I'm going to start the conversation. I'm like, man, this is some, like, I'm pointing the note, look, show her the note, like, with my hand. Like, I'm holding a beer and the note yeah. like one hand. I'm like, this is some really good beer. What's your favorite beer? And then show her the note, what it says type of thing. And just, like, making casual conversation. Like, what's your favorite? Which one of these is your favorite beer? Because I really like this one. This one's a nice IPA.
I like that one. That's a close second. Closer. I think I really like this one, though. That's not the point to something that's, I don't know.
And then I'm going to, like, lean into
a different IPA,
Marie, and do, like, the same thing. And be like, this is really nice. These goblins are nice. And I'm just going to whisper, like, do you know Goblin? Like,
she just, yeah, I know Goblin.
Okay, I need you yeah. to, I need you to write a response.
Okay.
Essentially, like.
Do you have a pencil?
Of course I do.
Okay, good.
Look at me. I've been taking notes this entire time.
This is true. She's like, look, man, I have
yeah, you can.
Brass knuckles.
Hey, look at me.
Yeah.
Keep calm. And carry on. I've got this.
Okay.
And so basically, like, write the response of, we're here to help, but I'm going to need more information, and you need to tell us a time where we can meet you guys to learn stuff.
Okay.
And I also be like, I have a friend. I've described my friend. I need you to look out for him.
Okay.
Because I don't know where he went.
Okay. And she writes that down. I'm guessing you just wanted to, like, call a goblin.
No, because I'll call a goblin over. I'll be okay. like, I'll call the same guy over. And be like, sir, my friend here just wanted to compliment you on this tea. It's solid. I'm also a very big tea person. Do you have, like, can I give you some more tea?
Oh, certainly. Do you want green tea?
Oh, yes. Do you have, like, a blackberry flavoring?
Yeah, of course.
Sweet.
Yes.
And then I'm just going to, like, and I'm going to give him another sliver. Mm-hmm. And then that sliver, I'm going to palm, like, our response and just give him a handshake and be like, thank you, sir. You've been so helpful. You're, like, the best waiter I've ever had.
Okay. He says, of course. And he walks off. And a couple minutes later, he comes back with a note.
And once again, I'm just going to sneak that. And mm-hmm. just compliment him again mm-hmm. on his service and the fact that, like, this is, like, if the servers was here were so, like, everyone was so fantastic, I'd go out more often. I should just make this my favorite new brewery because it's so good.
You just questioned them when was the best time.
Yeah.
Their response was immediately.
Yep. I also asked where, like.
It was pretty much just, get us out of here. We don't care how you do it.
Okay. That doesn't really help our plan much.
And there's and on the note it says your friend's talking with Dagum in his office.
Okay.
Well, that means that the boss isn't there.
That does mean the boss isn't
busy.
I wanted some more information, like how they're pressing him. Like,
oh, you know that they're being enslaved.
Enslaved, but that isn't really helpful. Like, do they have guards? They probably have a lot of guards. Are there wardens, goblins here? Is there any, like, what else is in here?
Just in the brewery that you saw.
Yeah.
There was goblins.
Yeah.
Herringon. They're worth, you notice that they're actually minotaurs, a couple mm-hmm. minotaurs, and some warforged.
Oh, they've betrayed me. They've turned on me. Yes.
I have an idea.
I would love to hear it, because I have none.
Is the goblin man still there?
He's walking around, yes.
I'm going to call him over.
He comes over. What can I help you with?
I'm going to go, this is fantastic, and I'm a very curious person. I was wondering if me and my friends could go back and see, like, how this stuff is made.
Oh, didn't you just finish the tour?
Yeah, but I want to see, like, behind the scenes.
I can't
know?
Take you back there, ma'am. I'm very sorry. And he slides you a note.
Okay, what does the note say, Daniel?
It's he was eavesdropping. Also, just to make this a little easier for everyone, it says that there's 3 Minotaur guards and then 4 Warforged guards. But there's also Wilkers and Milkor, who are the brewmasters.
Could I talk to the brewmasters?
No, they're not in here. Sorry.
But I can't go back and talk
You can't to them? Go back there, no.
Okay.
I have a plan off of that. We could bribe a guard to give us a...
I was going to say, I kind of want to go up to one of the guards and do persuasion.
You don't see any guards out here. You don't see any of the guards
out
here.
But if I went to a door that went into the brewery area, there would be guards.
You probably would run into someone, yeah.
Is our tour guide still here or is she off?
Yeah, she's still there. She's loudly talking to someone.
I don't think she's an in, though. I feel like she's definitely a cog in the system.
She is, but we could follow her around, potentially... And move us to spots.
Right, guys, but if we deviate from that, then she's
you guys
gonna
know that
raise
this is
alarm.
The end of the tour.
Yeah.
From here, you go back into like the front retail space and then would leave.
Do you want to just say fuck it and try to go back there?
Out of character. Mm-hmm. I could take me and my posse mm-hmm. and
oh,
go
God.
Talk and go talk to one of the guards and try to persuade the guards.
This is true.
And I mean, splitting up the group is not a good idea.
But our group's already split.
That's true. We could take the remainder of the group.
This is fair.
Like you and Marie. So talk to one of the guards.
Talk to one of the guards.
I have a +5 persuasion.
It's
which isn't
solid.
Horrible.
No, okay. It's great.
Marie's is +1.
Mine's +8.
Jesus yeah. Christ.
So like you could take one guard and I could take the other. And you and Marie.
My only danger of like, so if we, I like going together because I don't want to split us three ways.
Because
mm-hmm. we'll be kind of shafted at that point. And narratively, it will sound awful. I'm totally fine with that. I will follow your lead, though.
Talk to the guards.
I will be like your backup. If there's another guard that's coming in, I'll like distract him. Or if your roles are not going well,
cool.
I'll come in and help. But I'll let you lead this. I'll be backup.
Okay. So what are you guys up to?
Can I take a beer with me?
You can
like
take
a full beer. Like, oh. Can I buy like a full beer and take it with me?
I guess you could real quick. Yeah. Take a silver out of your inventory.
Yeah.
I like this
idea. I was already on it.
I'm going to follow her with this idea. I like where she's going with this.
Each of you take a silver out.
Yep.
Sebastian, roll perception.
It's like 22.
Sweet. Sebastian, while you're in this office talking to this guy, you hear outside and kind of distant a loud bang and screaming.
Bang, bang into the room.
Did we hear this?
No.
Oh.
Okay, so I just heard that. I'm still talking to
him. Yeah, it's really quiet and he does not seem to be fazed.
What was that? Was that of concern?
What are you talking about?
I heard a bang. Was that the machinery or?
Oh, I'm sure that's just machinery. Don't worry.
I see.
It's one of our mills. Don't worry.
Ah,
flour. One of the grain mills.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. It's just machinery. It happens all the time.
May I ask who was this this skull crusher fellow?
Oh, skull crusher. He's just some internal security. You know, he just hangs around in case tourists or whatever get rowdy.
I see. Well, good to know you have security.
We have three of them. Three of them. We have Skull Crusher, Scramps, and Tree Leaf.
Gotcha. Okay.
You look worried, Caleb.
The name Scramps reminds me of a previous character, and I was just having a flashback.
I see.
The 100-yard stare or whatever. Just a flashback to something else. Don't worry about it.
They're mostly just a formality.
Okay. If you do not have any further questions for me, I think I should return to my group. We will be in touch.
Do you don't want to stay for another beer and another cigar?
I will definitely be taking the cigar for the road.
Oh, okay then. He hands you a cigar.
Okay.
Would you like a cut? Do you want to cut it yourself later?
Nah, don't worry about it.
Okay.
And can I just like walk out?
Yeah, he'll walk with you out.
Okay.
Cable and Audrey, what are you up to?
I'm going to very slowly and confidently walk up to the... I'm going to find the guards and walk up to them.
Oh, there's no guards here.
There's no door to any
oh, yeah, you totally can. There's like an employees only door.
You might run into me.
I'm just going to like crack the door open and look through.
Are you being stealthy about it?
Not.
You walk
really.
Up. Okay. No, it was
I'm just being a curious.
You walk up to the door. Caleb, are you following Audrey?
Yep.
Okay. Audrey. Oh, do you want Dubs to follow you? Because he's going to be right there.
I'm taking my posse.
Your entire posse follows you.
Really quickly though, I'm going to retcon that. I'm going to turn around to Dubs and be like, hey.
Yes.
We need to be super chill for this.
I'm
probably going to go talk to some guards. Unless I, like, give you a signal, we're not going to kill anybody.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
If shit kicks off, then potentially, yes. But no violence unless it's needed.
Good thing you said no violence.
Yeah. No violence unless it's needed.
Because he was talking about don't kill someone else. I can injure them badly as long as they don't
die. No violence unless it's needed.
What's the signal?
What is the signal? What is the signal?
We'll do...
Analog.
Like two fingers up.
Kind of like finger gun.
Quality.
Finger guns to the air.
Two fingers up, which is what? 4 in binary?
What?
1, 2, 3, 4. It's whatever number. Anyways, I don't know.
I'm so glad we've learned from previous encounters where we actually pre-do a signal.
Mm-hmm.
That would have come in handy many times.
So that's the signal where violence is okay. But until then, no violence.
I see.
Okay.
Okay.
Just stay behind me. Just follow me.
Okay. Audrey, you walk up to the door and you gently crack it.
Just to look in, yeah.
You look in and it's the large open warehouse floor with all the vats and stuff. And pretty quickly from across the room, excuse me, no, you're not allowed to go in there. And the tour guide lady just starts
as she's walking across, I'm going to stumble and spill my beer on her.
Are you just going to just drop right into her?
Not like hard, but kind of like accidentally bump. Like it was a total accident.
Like you're looking in a different direction.
Yeah, I was trying to, like, I'm looking
like you
over.
You tripped over your own feet.
I'm like looking at her, like looking at where my person's going, but like trip and stumble into her. Then I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Good
so
move.
She just freaks out. She's like, oh my God, why would you do this? No. And yeah, she just loses it for a hot second. Audrey?
I'm going to go like, is there a table next to me?
Yeah.
Is there like napkins?
Yeah.
I'm going to grab a bunch of napkins and just start helping her out.
Yep. Just start patting her off. Okay. Audrey?
Do I want to go in? I don't know.
If it's up to you, I'll
Who is Marie with?
Marie's with me.
Okay.
I'll say. We'll divide that because she's got three with like total her group's three. Marie's probably following me. I'm still close to you. So if you want to go in, I'll just follow in with you and try to convince that the other person should go to the bathroom and wash it off. So like water would be really good.
Okay.
Or like seltzer water, mm-hmm. probably.
Yeah, totally.
Yep. So I'm following
you. I'll go in.
I'm playing defense with you right now.
You walk in. You enter the large, huge room filled with all the brewing equipment, goblins and stuff everywhere. What are you up to?
So there's only goblins?
There's goblins in Harrengon. Yeah.
Okay. And nobody noticed me?
Doesn't seem like it, no.
So I just walked into like one big room.
Yeah, it's a
There's no other doors anywhere.
You know there are, but you don't see them.
Okay. Shit. I was expecting to run into somebody.
Sebastian, roll perception. Audrey, also roll perception. Caleb?
Yep. Six.
Six, okay.
I got an 18.
Sweet. Caleb, she is freaking out, and as you're sitting there trying to pat her off, she like pushes you like, no, don't touch me.
Mm. Oh, sorry, I'm sorry.
No.
Do you know what's good? Hot water. Really hot water.
I can't, I know.
And then seltzer water.
I have to go.
And then lemon.
I have to go get that person out of there. I'm sorry, they're not allowed to be in
what
there.
What person?
The lady, the rabbit, and she starts walking towards.
The rabbit didn't, my friend, I point across the table, like, my friend's sitting down over there.
No. The rabbit that just walked in there and she starts walking
there
away.
Wasn't a rabbit. Like,
hey, Caleb, yep. Did you have Marie set up for an intercept also, possibly?
Is she with me? Marie's with me.
Yeah.
Are we by ourselves?
No, you're still in like the
I know, but like, are we off to a, like, there's anyone close to us?
Yeah, there's a few people.
And she's, the person's behind, like.
The lady is, the tour guide lady is walking towards the employee's only door.
How far away is, like, how close is the closest people to us?
About 5 feet.
There's five other people within 5 feet of us?
Yes. Because you're in like a sitting room where people are tasting beer.
I'm going to try and like casually knock her out and so act like she's having like a, she's passed out.
I mean, you have a monk.
Yeah, but how can I just tell her to do that? Like.
I'm going to let you retcon and prime Marie for whatever.
Yeah, I'm just going to give her like a... the violence... We have the violence signal. I'm going to do that, but I'm just like... Just going to one...
As soon as you do that...
And like, I'm going to cover her while she does it. Like, okay, try to split, clean up the mess a little bit.
I'm going to roll...
You could like go up and talk to people.
Marie is going
to
roll stealth at advantage. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to like distract the people at the closest table.
Marie got a nat 20.
Sweet.
So you give the signal and walk over to some people and you watch as Marie like just... This lady is power walking with fervor and anger towards the door.
Yeah.
And like a ghost Marie comes out of nowhere and just fucking just like elbow to the...
She just hits
the floor.
Shoulder checks. So no one... Did anyone see Marie?
Oh, no. The lady just hits the floor.
So the lady hits the floor. I'm going to turn around and be like, oh my God. She just passed out. Someone like go get a doctor, go get a cleric, something like... And I'm going to go right over her, start doing medicine check and try to like checking her pulse. And I look at Marie and be like, come on, help me here. Like... When we do clear the areas, look spaced out. Like, I'm going to look at Marie. I'm like, you do crowd control. Make sure no one gets close. Like, so I have CPR training.
Are you going to start doing CPR? Because this will pretty much probably...
I'm going to just, like, things. Like, okay. She's like, she's breathing. I'm like, we need a cleric.
Roll deception, then.
If you do CPR when she doesn't need CPR,
I'm not giving her CPR.
She can possibly die.
Yeah. I'm going through the whole first aid
thing. I was just
going
to say, if you started doing CPR, that'd be an automatic deception success.
Okay. I'm just like... I'm pretending like I'm checking and doing all the things. Yeah. I'm not
roll
doing a CPR.
Check.
Yeah. Roll deception at advantage. Audrey, as you're standing here looking around, you hear Xylus's voice. It sounds like he's coming towards you from somewhere within the room.
Just Xylus?
You hear Xylus. You know, it's the voice you recognize.
But I don't hear any other voice.
I mean, there's all sorts of voices around you. It's just you're able to pick his voice out pretty easily. It sounds like he's somewhere in this warehouse room. coming towards you.
Oh, yeah, it's a very fine brewery. That I love the stainless steel.
Yep, pretty much.
Can I recon something real
quick? I
don't
know if I should hide you go towards it.
In this distraction, I don't actually think I need Marie to do Marie to help me with anything. I want Marie to go inside with Audrey and get more support. I think I can fake everything myself.
Okay.
That makes more sense thinking about it. I'm going to retcon, have Marie go inside in the confusion.
Okay.
And I'll be there. And I got a 22, by the way, on my deception check.
Okay. Is there anywhere I can hide?
Yeah, kind of, because there's all sorts of industrial equipment and stuff around.
Can I hide?
Yeah, go ahead and roll stealth.
I got a dirty 20.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you quickly jump like in, amongst like a grouping of
like
grain barrels.
All of us?
Oh my god.
Roll stealth for Terry and I'll do it for Dubs.
Oh no.
There's just a badger in
Terry
the
got a 9.
Oh.
But there's a badger, so that's just
god damn it, come on.
Pest control.
Uh-oh.
Dub's got a 1.
Dub just stands next to something.
It kept like I kept rolling it. It kept like falling between two numbers.
That's not great. Times.
Dub's got a 1. So you quickly run away to hide, and he just stands there. And Xylus, you round a corner from you like you know come around the corner of behind some machines, and there's a very large half orc just standing in the room.
Dubs, what are you doing out here? Pardon me. I'm so sorry. This is part of our party. He's a little not lacking in the neurons,
not
if you will.
All there.
Not all there. We found him in a couple strange places.
He looks at you. I have lost Violet. Velvet, where is she?
I believe
she was in here and now she is gone.
Fuck.
Oh no, Daniel.
He got an at one.
Isn't very smart.
He got an at
Daniel.
One. Violet, I don't see her.
And Sebastian,
you can start calling me Violet like
yeah.
Sebastian. Xylus sees the ass end of Terry sticking out of some barrels. Just the, you know, the butt of a badger sticking out from some barrels.
Oh, that's our steed.
grain.
And then Sebastian, you watch as right behind Dubs walking through the door comes Marie.
Oh shit.
I don't remember what happened with Marie, so I have to roleplay this legit too. Fuck.
She's your bodyguard.
I mean, yeah, she's kind of jacked looking.
She's looking
Marie
for
and,
she's w- looking for
and
a cleric.
Dubs are oh yeah.
She I sent her on the way to look for a doctor because someone passed out.
Oh Marie, you're here as well. She's my security.
Yeah. We need a doctor out in the main room. Someone's passed out.
What's the guy's name?
Got two security guards and a steed.
You know him as Tom.
Tom Denon?
Tom Wilmore Dagum.
Dagum.
Yes.
Excuse me, Mr. Dagum. Do you have a doctor?
Oh yes. Certainly. He looks over.
Scraps! Please call a doctor.
And you see a large minotaur come walking up.
Sir, there appears to be a wild animal in the facility.
He looks over. What did you say, Scraps?
There appears to be a wild animal in here, sir.
And he points towards the barrel.
Steed.
And Tom goes, thank you. Scraps, please go get a doctor.
Certainly, sir.
And Scraps walks off. And you watch as Tom begins walking toward the barrels that the badger is hiding in.
Mound.
Okay.
He is your mound.
Okay, hold on. Steed's voice reminds me, or Scram's
Scraps.
Voice. Reminds me of someone from Star Wars. I don't remember who, but it has that like Star Wars vibe.
Was it that I'm gonna say something super nerdy. Was it the representative of the Droid Techno Union?
I think so. Was
the guy
it
who
Watt,
kept playing with something?
Yeah, Watt Tambor.
Yeah.
That's immediately who I thought it was, but I couldn't think of it. Yeah, Watt Tambor.
Hey, D&D. The people of the internet. I'm a super nerd.
I'm glad you had the same thought because that was immediately what
I didn't
Watt
think
Tambor.
Of that. But yeah, totally. It's the dude, the representative.
Yep.
Okay, you, Caleb. You got the crowd in the palm of your hand, pretty much.
I'm just like looking for a doctor. I'm like, she has a pulse, she has a heartbeat, she's breathing, so it's fine. So I don't know why she
passed
out.
People all begin like walking out and looking around. Like people just begin dispersing to look for a doctor.
I just kept looking at people. Doctor? Anyone know anything about medicine? I have no magic whatsoever. Somebody. I can't be the smartest person in the room.
It's a bunch of tourists.
Son of a bitch. So I'm just basically just play it up. I'm just going to like hold her head steady, keep checking her pulse and just waiting for somebody.
Okay. Audrey, Sebastian.
Yeah.
Tom is walking towards the barrels and you can see sticks, not sticks. Fucking
Terry.
You can see Terry's butt hanging out.
Okay. Hold on. So, oh, Terry, come here, friend. This is my mount. She gets into all the places. She's probably smelled the grain.
Would Terry follow his instructions? She's your animal, Audrey. Would Terry follow the instructions?
Yeah, because Terry knows what's going on because she's heard me talking. Like, okay. She heard me talking to Dubs, and she heard. Okay. Like, I think she knows what's going on.
Oh, Terry, come here, girl. Come
Terry,
here.
Terry dislodges herself, and she comes walking up to you. Hi.
Oh, yes. Okay, come along, Terry. Let's weapon, Terry. Let's go check out what's going on back here. It's the
Tom, was that animal in the grains? I think we have to.
Oh, good Lord, I hope not. I would be so
you, number 27.
So ashamed.
Get rid of those, please. And like a gong.
Uh-oh.
And he goes walking towards the barrel, and he like picks it up and begins dragging it away.
Okay. I apologize for the trouble. Our company absolutely will reimburse you.
Oh, thank you. It's a very expensive grain.
Yes. Oh, just that address, that is your contact.
Oh, well, thank you, sir.
Yes.
What up to you, Sebastian?
I want to try and lead like Weapon and Terry, everybody out back into the wherever Caleb is.
Okay. So you guys just walk back out, and on the floor right a couple feet from the door is the tour guide lady, and Caleb is standing over, like, you know, kneeling right next to her, checking her pulse.
Okay.
My goodness, what happened here?
She just dropped. She just fainted. I don't know what happened.
Well, we must get that doctor in here
soon.
That's
what I'm saying. No one here's a doctor. No one knows anything about medicine. I'm a goddamn idiot.
Hey, Audrey.
I'm alone now.
What you up to, Audrey?
I'm alone now.
There is
now.
A goblin that just like pulled the grain away. Go talk to him.
Is he close to me?
No, but there's goblins everywhere.
Yeah.
Is there a goblin close to me?
Yeah, there's one who's opening the lids in one of the barrels.
Okay, are there any security people close to me?
It doesn't look like it.
Okay, I think I have a card I can pull. Okay, so I'm going to grab the closest goblin next to me. Hey, come here. Shh.
Oh, you did, wait, did you grab him?
Or? Well, I wanted to, like, motion to him.
Oh, okay.
I meant, like I didn't mean, yeah, I didn't okay. mean, like, physically grab.
I thought you meant physically grab. All right, so yeah, he kind of, like, looks at you with surprise, and he can, like...
Come here.
Come sauntering over, like, what's up? Who are you?
I got your note.
Wait, what, you did? You did?
My party got your note.
Okay. You here to rescue us?
How can we help?
Just get us out of here, man.
Do you have any suggestions?
Listen, I don't know, but we want to get out of here.
Are there any, like, escape routes, like tunnels or anything?
Not that we know of, no.
Nothing. Are you telling me we need to kill everybody in this bitch?
I mean, if that's your plan, then yes.
Well, I don't know how many are there of you? How many of you guys are there?
There's 75 of us goblins and 25 of Haragon.
How am I supposed to get everybody out?
I don't know.
The Haragons too? Like, everybody in this, everybody, all of
everyone,
the workers,
we're,
all of the workers, you're all being oppressed?
Yeah, we're slaves. We were stolen from our homes.
Oh my god. Okay, that's horrible. No plan? Nobody? Nothing? Nobody knows anything?
This has never happened before.
And then from across the room, you're... Number 13, what are you doing? Get back to work.
Don't tell them I'm here.
Okay. He like turns around, he's like, sorry, tree leaf! And he goes, walks back, and he starts fucking with the barrels. And you watch as a very large minotaur comes walking up. He doesn't see you, but he's standing there.
Is his back facing her?
Yep.
Fucking kill him. Put him in the beer.
I was just going to say.
Hitman him.
How close is he?
He's probably like 5 feet away. Looking at the goblin. You can hear him like berating and yelling at the goblin who was talking to you.
I'd imagine you'd get advantage if you're sneaking
behind
him.
I was going to say. Can I sneak attack slit his throat?
Roll to hit. Go ahead.
I hate that I have to roll things. I love that I have to roll things, but I also hate that I have to roll things. What do I add?
Strength and proficiency, probably.
Strength and proficiency, so that's plus. Depends, so I got a 19.
Fuck. Yeah, you hit.
Can I slit his throat?
Yep. So you quickly pop up out of the grain barrel and slice his neck in one smooth motion. He just...
I'm going to cover his mouth, I'm going to slide him back, and I'm going to just kind of lay him
roll
down
stealth.
Behind the thing. I got a 23 for stealth.
All right, you grab him and you quickly pull him. Amongst the barrels of grain you're hiding in. Yeah, now it's so Caleb and Sebastian. You are standing there in this room. This woman is on the floor.
Is Tom there?
Tom?
Is that the guy who's
brewery
the brewery? What's the brewery's dude's name?
Oh, yeah, he is standing there.
I didn't know his name. I just get...
it's Tom.
My character doesn't. I look at him because he's probably important. I'm like, do we have a doctor here?
I have one of my men going to get a doctor.
Okay, I need you to come here for a second.
Yes, sir. And he kind of kneels down.
Okay. Do you know first aid?
Yes.
I need to just keep her head steady, check her pulse. I've been doing this for a while. I'm a little unsteady. You're probably better at this. I saw it all happen. I'm a little freaked out.
Okay.
I'm going to put him in the position, the steady in the head, and I'm going to stand up myself.
Yeah. And Marie looks at you and she goes,
I'm going to do like one finger down. Not yet. Like, wait. Let's get everyone here first. Like, I like walk over to kind of bump into him, like, let's get everyone here first. Let's get the doctor and then try to just escape into the brewery area.
Okay. I can work with that.
Okay.
Sebastian, you up to anything? You just stand there.
If this was a medical situation, but nobody knows anything about me, I could cast Cure Wounds.
You could, yes.
But I'm not going to.
Okay.
Plus, she's not wounded.
I don't know anything. Yeah, I know.
No, there's a pretty big bruise on the side of her head.
Yeah, it's...
She, you know, cast...
From falling?
No, from getting elbowed by Marie.
Oh.
Marie just walked up to her... Like, in the face.
Like, nice.
Like, roller derby dirt.
Oh, just yeah. Like, just bang. Fucking just nuked her. Are you guys just kind of, like, standing there waiting?
I kind of... I'm going to go up to Silas, like, right next to him. And I'm looking at him, like, I kind of want to hang out till the doctor comes. Because it will cause more distraction. Then we can leave. But I'm not sure what our best moment's going to be. Really quietly, I'm going to be like, we still have that alcohol. I don't know what to do. Like, what should our next step be?
I have no idea.
Okay. I'm going to wait for the doctor to get here. And then... we'll make our next move, because I think when the doctor shows up, Tom still has to be here. Let's focus on him, like take care of his employee, and then let's try to like sneak out.
Okay. Ooh,
is the badger here?
Yes. Badger and Weapon are with me.
Would it be a bad idea to send Badger to try to help Persephone? No, I got an even better idea.
I'm not Persephone. Sorry. Yes. Campaign.
Sorry, Val. I got a better idea. If our sneaking out fails, we can send the badger, and then we have to chase after the badger. That'll be our backup plan, our backup excuse if we like fail to sneak out. Is the badger like goes back in for the grain and we have to go after the badger. There it is. Okay.
Okay.
So we're just going to, I mean,
wait for the doctor.
Wait for the doctor. We'll try to sneak out. If it fails to sneak out, we'll send the badger and like go in, and then we'll be like, oh, okay, man, we have to get our badger. I'm so sorry. So sorry. Apologize. And then we'll take off.
Okay.
Cool.
Wait for doctor.
Okay. So a couple minutes pass and the Minotaur. And a goblin come walking in, and the Minotaur goes,
sir, I found a doctor. He says he can provide medical attention.
Good, good. Chuck on her. The goblin kneels down. He says, yes, and he like sticks his hand in her mouth, checks the airway, checks her pulse, and he begins like, you know, just doing things. He's like, I'm gonna need some smelling salts to revive her. I'm so sorry. It looks like she's been hit. She's got like a big bruise on the side of her head, and when he pulled like pulled his fingers out of her mouth, there was blood, and some teeth came out.
I'm going to look at the Minotaur. I'm like, okay, hey, buddy. He's going to need your help.
Yes.
You might have to carry her.
Roll persuasion.
Can you like keep her legs just together? 17. I rolled a 9 for the kit, by the way, but plus
Jesus
8.
Christ. I understand.
Okay. And then, like, he's probably... Does he, like, move closer to the body?
Yes.
Is anyone looking at us right now?
Not really, no.
Okay. Then I'm going to, like, the gesture to everybody. I'm going to actually go first, because I probably have the best stealth. I'm going to go... And then after that, I kind of want Marie with me, because at very minimal, I think us two can sneak in, and then the badger can go, and then he can deal with like him and his weapon being his security type of thing to try to catch the badger. So I'm going to go ahead and gesture like Marie to come with me.
So you both are trying to stealth in?
Yep.
Roll stealth.
At advantage, because you guys are...
Oh, okay.
Good.
Roll a 27.
Fuck. Okay.
So let's see if I get it a nat 20.
Yeah.
I don't. So okay. 27.
Audrey, what are you up to?
I'm going to grab the closest goblin. Not physically grab. Going to grab the attention of the closest goblin to me.
Number 13 is still standing there.
Okay. Question for you, Daniel.
Yes.
Scramp and Skullcrusher, where are they?
You're not entirely sure.
They're not in the room?
No, it doesn't look like it.
Okay, I'm going to grab them and go, hey.
Yeah?
This is our chance.
Okay.
I need you to get all of the workers. I need you to get everybody together.
Okay.
Okay.
And he starts running off yelling.
We need to be ready.
He starts screaming at the top of his head, just...
Can I add quietly? Is it too late for that?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Quietly.
And he runs off.
Quietly grab everybody. Yes.
Should we get weapons?
Yes.
Okay, and he runs off.
Okay.
There's a dead Minotaur right here in front of you.
I'm going to loot his body.
Yes.
Sweet. Yes, Audrey.
Audrey.
I'm learning.
Audrey, I've never been more proud of you than this moment right now. Stealth kill. Yes. Quietly told
Caleb,
him to get stuff.
Caleb, you are peeking the mic so hardcore.
He's
the
very body, excited.
The
no,
trifecta.
Please don't do this. No, this is so terrible.
The trifecta. Stealth, kill, quietly out of the goblin and then loot the body. Looting. The trifecta. Yes. I'm so proud of you in this moment.
That's going to be learning. Such a bitch to edit.
I'm learning.
It should be fine. With the new compressor.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Anyways.
Still don't peek the mics.
I'm going to loot the body.
Okay, Audrey.
Get that looty loot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's got nothing on him. He's just barren.
I'm double checking.
Just this giant slong.
That's a trophy.
No, no, we're not bringing the dildo back.
I was going to say, just turn into a weapon.
I mean, is it really a dildo?
It's just a slowly decaying.
It's just a...
Yeah. You could preserve kidding. It. Ooh.
Oh, no, I don't like any of this.
Yeah, that gave me icky feelings.
So Audrey, he is wearing full plate. He has... Over the plate, he has some sort of robe that you can obviously... Like, it is... You touch it and it feels magical.
I'm taking the robe.
Okay, he's wearing full plate armor. He has a magical wand in his pocket.
I'm taking the wand.
Several daggers.
Wand in his pocket.
Shut the fuck up. I knew you were going to say that. Several daggers, a nightstick, and a book. Looks like a spell book.
Did he have any gold?
Nope.
Oh. Why does everyone I kill not have cool shit like this?
Because this character has been written to have cool shit.
I'm just saying, Daniel, I've killed a lot of people. They never have cool shit.
Wait, you always get gold, though. At the very least.
It's like 5 gold. It's a pitiful
amount.
You
always end up with gold. And we do want to try and get some gold this
And then
this
when
mission.
I split with you guys, it's really only like 2 gold.
How many
gold
daggers?
We'll say 4.
What daggers. The fuck?
Audrey's and fucking a stacked with weapons right now.
I can't say why he's stacked with weapons yet.
Spellbook.
I think we all know why.
Thing. Okay.
Wait.
Some nice corporal punishment.
Magic robe, magic wand, nightstick, 4 daggers, spellbook.
Was this bitch a fucking wizard? Goddamn.
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
Explains why Audrey was able to stab him once and die. Fucking Minotaur wizard.
I slit his fucking throat.
Yeah,
dude.
I also just kind of like will implement the instantaneous death if it's a good situation.
Oh no.
Like if it's advantageous for you, you can insta kill someone.
You knew my like last episode that was my entire plan.
Yeah, but
like,
it's gonna be
over my things.
It's gonna be giant for you. Because he's a Minotaur. You're a small.
That's okay, I'll tie it up.
Okay. You hike it up and you're wearing a robe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it have like one of those like sashes across the waist type of thing?
Yeah, but it's kind of like a kimono. It's more like a kimono, less like a bathrobe.
But it has a sash?
Yeah.
To tie it with? Oh, you can easily alter that. I do it all the time. It's fine. I can make it fit me.
It's like a wizard's robe.
It just has like big sleeves, that's all.
Yeah.
Do I know why it's magic?
No,
do
you
I,
don't. You have tell? To roll an arcana or have someone
can
investigate
I do,
it.
Can I roll an arcana?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to roll an arcana. I got a dirty 20.
Oh, shit. Okay, hold on.
Can I also roll an arcana on the magic wand?
Yes. It's not a goddamn vibrator, Sir Caleb.
I didn't say anything, Spat.
It's not a Hitachi.
Daniel, why are you so weird, bud? Why
are you sitting over here giving me air quotes?
I got a 5 for the magic wand.
It's some sort of magic wand.
Yeah. What about the robe? Tell me about the robe, Daniel.
Okay, so I have to double check 2 things. Let's go over to Caleb and Sebastian real quick. So, Caleb, you and Marie are going into the brewery floor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you both succeeded on that stealth check.
When we go on the inside, can I check one thing real quick?
Yeah.
Can I bar this door or like barricade this door in any way, shape, or form from the other side?
Yeah, because there's large barrels of grain.
Sweet. So I want, if weapon comes on this side, when weapon comes over and everyone's on the other side, I want weapon to start barricading it with barrels of grain.
Okay.
It's not, I don't know when he's going to come over, so maybe like jump over to Sebastian first.
Okay,
I'm going to wait for everyone else to come over first.
Okay, Sebastian. What are you up to?
Yep. I want to try and whisper to Solteria.
Okay. You realize you and Solteria don't share a common language.
Well, she can understand me, right?
Okay, I just want you to make sure.
Yeah, I can't understand her unless it burns, what's it called?
Spell slots?
Animal? I have a spell for it. Spell anyway.
Animals?
I want to whisper to Solteria.
There's no L. Sorry.
How do you say it?
It's just Solteria. I'm so sorry. That's nitpicky as fuck. I'm
gonna
so sorry.
Whisper to Terry. Pretend like you smell the grain and then run through that employee door and Weapon and I are going to chase after you.
Bah, rah, bah, rah.
You can find Velvet after that point if you want.
Bah, and then quickly, she starts and then runs towards the door.
Okay, and I'm going to go, oh my goodness, my mouth, she must smell the grain. I'm so sorry. And I run through the door.
Okay, you start chasing after her and Tom goes, oh God, Scramps. Sure, I must stay with them. Scramps, please chase them down, okay? They're not allowed to go back there. I will stay with the woman. Yeah, sure. And he begins running after you.
Okay, do I, like, hear him following me?
Yes.
Okay, this is fine. Do we go through the door?
Oh, yeah, real quick. You see, standing on the other side is Rose and Marie.
I put Is Dubs with us?
No, Dubs was with him. So him and Dubs come running through.
I know, but Dubs comes running through.
Yes, yes.
So what's the order of it? Does it go...
It's going to go Terry, yeah. Dubs, Xylus.
And there's no one else just yet?
No one else just yet.
I can hear the guy behind me. I want to wait for him to come in, and then we could fucking kill him.
I was thinking just barricade the door.
Well, then they'll get suspicious.
They're going to get suspicious either way. But I'm like, okay, I guess so. Can I hide on one side of the door?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Do you want Marie to do the same?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She goes, are we getting violent?
What? I was like...
And she puts on her brass knuckles.
Okay.
I come racing through right after Terry. Yeah. And I'll be like, there's one more person coming behind me. We got to wait for him to come in. And then we fucking get him. Okay. And I'm going to stand behind the door.
So
like,
you and Marie are both going to roll attacks at advantage because he does not expect you.
Can I look at Dubs and be like...
Dubs gets a glimmer in his eye that you have
We can't hear signals.
Hmm?
We can't hear signals.
I'm going to put hand like wait and then the signal for two fingers up and be like, if what we do fails, boom.
Dubs is just going to stand there, axe in hand.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So Daniel. So I already get advantage if someone's not taking a turn of combat.
You don't get double advantage.
Damn it.
Oh my God. I thought of something. I have an idea.
Go right.
Because I just came in too. Yeah. And we're waiting. Do I have enough space to cast Flaming Sphere like just in front of the door?
Yeah, but it's going to be real loud.
Okay.
Like it's going to be, it's a loud burning. It's a large.
It's like a.
Yeah. Okay, imagining it's
I'm not
like
doing
that.
It. I'm not doing it.
Hey, Audrey, you watch as all your friends come running in.
Can they see me?
No, because you're still hiding.
I'm going to stay hidden because I want, if like the goblins and the herengons gather, I want them to know where to go.
I mean, they're like 10 feet away from you.
Terry also just ran in if you want.
Oh, wait. Terry immediately like stops, like looks at you and comes running up like, how's it going? there's some shit going down outside. It's about to get real violent. Yeah.
Great. I'm going to have Terry be in front of me, like in front of the grain barrels type of deal.
Okay.
It went. It's right next to the canvas. It's right next to the jellyfish painting. The collaborative jellyfish painting. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She hit.
She hit?
Marie.
Hit. That's good. Wait, what do I have? I got a +6. I got a dirty 20 on my advantage.
Shit. Okay.
Which means it's a crit.
Yeah.
I'm using my rapier, by the way. That's just that's my default weapon because it's like the best for rogues.
Oh, yeah. You guys totally know where Audrey is now because you see Terry like sitting in front of some barrels. Looking at a barrel, talking.
I just assume Terry's talking to some fucking barrels. That's a very Terry move.
Terry's crazy.
Try to get them to open.
Hey, you never told me what's up with the magical robe.
It's called a robe of stars.
What does that mean?
Yeah,
I know that.
Yeah,
17, no, 19 plus 4, 22.
Daniel, what does that mean?
It is a it's a D&D item. It's a black-blue robe that is covered in, that is embroidered with small white and silver stars. You can look at it.
What? You should probably describe it for the audience. Right.
But tell me what it does.
I'm going to. I'm going to nerf it a little bit just because it's a very powerful item and you're very low level. while wearing it, you get... I'm only nerfing one part of it. The rest of it's going to be pretty damn awesome.
Okay.
Listen.
Tell me about it, Daniel.
It's,
Give me them good words.
You gain a +1 bonus to all saving throws while wearing it.
God damn.
Yeah. 6 stars located on the robe's upper front portion are particularly large. While wearing the robe, you can use an action to pull off one of the stars and cast Magic Missile at 5th level.
Fucking what, mate?
Once a day, you can roll a 1d6 stars reappear on the robe.
Wow.
Yeah.
You just have Magic Missile now.
What's the nerf part of that, fucking Daniel?
It's not going to be level 5. It's going to be like level 3.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's not even like the most fun versed part of the robe. While you wear the robe, you can use an action to enter the astral plane along with everything you are wearing and carrying. You remain there until the end of the action, until you use an action to return to the plane you are on.
Holy crap.
Is that I can enter the astral plane on anytime. Each turn?
Yeah.
At will.
Wow. Like multiple times per day.
Yeah, it doesn't actually say a number of times. I'm going to say...
So you just go in and out. That's fucking cool.
A number of times equal to your proficiency bonus.
Okay, yeah, that's solid. I mean, that scales pretty well.
Yeah.
I think there's like the Cloak of the Manta Ray or another cloak that you can have a cloak that basically you can communicate telepathically with.
I think it's like the Robe of the Arch Magi.
Oh, probably. I think I carried
what?
it.
What?
You can do you can teleport to the astral plane a number of times equal to your proficiency bonus.
I think I did the same thing with the, I just copied that and put it with a cloak of the manta ray because I think it's such a cool thing to be able to communicate telepathically with a robe, kind of like Doctor Strange.
And you can cast magic missile at level 3 up to 6 times.
At level 3?
Yeah.
That's the bit he nerfed.
Yeah.
So it was level 5, but because that's...
Oh, so it is at level 5. Wait, I'm sorry, say it again.
So it originally was at level 5, but because that's really broken for your guys' level, it's only level 3.
But I can cast magic missile 1 time?
Up to 6 times.
Up to 6 times per day?
Yes. I may really regret giving you guys this, but you know.
I mean,
the astral plane thing to me seems the most OP. Yeah, you can just get out of combat, run behind somebody.
Yeah, no, totally.
Hop back in.
Yeah, totally.
But you did you say you reappear where you were? So she can't really hop behind punch somebody. I don't think
you reappear in the last space you occupy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She can avoid damage.
But yeah. You can stay there as long as you want.
Holy fuck, that's OP.
You have to use an action to come back. It doesn't say any duration.
That's very nice.
She's having an argument with us. She just pops over to the astral plane. Fuck those guys. Mm-hmm. I'm going on vacation.
Okay, so. Caleb Emery, you hear the door slam open and quickly running out comes this Minotaur. Caleb, what are you doing?
I did 22 points of damage, Daniel.
Oh, no, you get to insta-kill this man.
Sweet. Oh, insta-kill?
Yeah.
I'm just going to like stick the rapier into one of his ears, mm-hmm. and it comes out the other ear.
Okay, so you stick the rapier through his head.
Yeah.
You watch as Marie comes from the other side and punches him so hard in the side that she just... through the skin into his insides.
She Supermans that bitch?
Just...
Oh my god.
And you see like a bulge as like her fist hits his back.
Daniel.
Caleb.
I'm in love with this character.
She got a 20.
She's so good. I mean, technically I guess I did too because every hit's crit. Then I'm going to motion a weapon. I'm like, barrels, let's go. Stack some barrels up so they can't get through.
Weapon quickly starts grabbing barrels. And
then me and Marie are going to like hide this body somewhere.
Audrey, are you in a barrel or just hiding amongst them?
I was just hiding amongst them.
All right, weapon lifts up a barrel and says, oh, hello.
Hi.
And he walks away. And...
I love how this is the
That was a good interaction.
I love how this is the best time she's played hide and seek and she's done it accidentally as opposed to time she just runs away from us.
Yep.
And does it intentionally.
Yep.
My fun fact for this episode should have been that Vel's really good at hide and seek.
Yeah, so... I'm going to have him like stack a lot so they can't get through.
Oh, no, he stacks hardcore.
And is there like a vat we can just put him in? Like, what's the best place to hide? What's his name? Leaf? Or
Scramps.
What? Scramps. I like this character. I'm so sorry I killed him.
It's okay. He's expendable.
I needed to kill him. Tea Leaf or whatever.
I had to kill him. I had no choice. But where's the best place to put him? Like,
I mean, you're in a massive room full of industrial equipment. Wherever. You could jam him. You could cut him up into pieces and put him in a barrel.
I don't have time for that.
You could probably drop him in a vat full of beer.
There we go.
All right.
This means we have to kill Skullcrusher.
I'm fine with that. I really am. Skullcrusher
seems... he's OP.
There's now 6 of us plus 75 goblins.
That's true.
We have a small army.
Oh, fuck.
Viva the Levolution, Daniel.
How are the workers doing on gathering?
They've, as soon as this started happening... Goblins and Haragon just started appearing out of nowhere holding a variety of makeshift weapons.
Cool.
Some of them are like good weapons like knives and stuff, and some of them just have like
lead pipes
and chains.
Crowbars.
One of them has like a really large wooden spoon.
Yes.
Never again, Daniel. Never again.
I'm not going full skiffers on you.
Oh,
there was a demon with a spoon in our last campaign.
He was awesome.
Yeah, I hated him.
Yep.
So they all just started peering out of the woodwork because you guys popped off the violence.
I think this one's an Audrey lead because she set this one up.
I was going to say, can I do a thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to walk out from... Are there windows?
Yeah, really high up towards the ceiling.
Okay, cool. Okay, so I'm going to step off to the side from the barrels. Mm-hmm. Am I out of sight from the windows? Like, if I'm like, am I?
Oh,
like,
no, there's no one in sight of the windows because they're really, really high up on the wall.
I'm just going to like put both my hands up to all the workers and I'm going to go, this is our chance. We're trying to get you out. Be ready.
They look ready.
Cool. Sweet. I'm going to turn to them. I'm going to go, I think this is our only door out.
Rose takes one hand up. I'm like, Viva the Revolution.
Yes. Yes. Workers, that's kind of, yeah.
Workers of the
all the goblins.
Plant. Workers of the plant unite. Overthrow the oppression.
Yes.
It's going to be like that one scene from the original Black Ops where you're in the gulag.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
No, you know, you guys know that there's the another entrance that would go through the, that would go through from the...
Is it closer to the, like, front door?
Yeah, it's to the front door of the whole building where you guys came in, where the retail space
okay.
is.
Okay. I think we should go that way.
Okay.
Sounds good to
what
me.
What do you guys think?
Sounds good. Does that take us past the grain silos?
Yeah. Yeah, it would.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to turn around to the group. I'm going to go, we're going to go out that door. Just be ready. Just be ready because there's going to be shit. I know it. But I love you guys and I believe in you.
I hold like a fist bump right out to both my friends. I'm like,
yeah.
Yep.
Maria yeah. just bam. Yeah. Hardcore.
Some solid lovery. Fist bumps happening.
You hear some pounding on the door behind you and barrels begin to fall over.
All right. Ready, set, go.
Yep.
So where are you guys going?
The other door.
All right, so you begin running across the yeah. brewery floor, and goblins are... You guys just have a herd of goblins behind you.
And herengons.
Yes. And herengons. And also behind you is just a wave of destructions as the goblins and herengons are destroying everything in their path.
I'm just going to start lighting things occasionally on fire.
Okay.
Do you have a lighter?
I do have a tinderbox.
Okay.
Can we just
that
pretend
means it, we need to go before shit blows up.
Can we just pretend this is a Zippo?
Yeah, you just have like a Bic lighter.
Just occasionally.
Yep. Sebastian and Audrey, you guys doing anything?
I'm running.
Okay, cool. So you guys run across. Like,
the... Terry and Weapon, we're just running.
Okay. Weapon runs like Tom Cruise. Just...
Good.
Are we so a short man who's actually pretending to be tall?
Ooh.
I'm also going to slow-mo hold up the two-finger symbol to Weapon.
I don't think Weapon had any doubt that it was time to be violent.
I know, but I just wanted to add.
Hey, in any relationship, communication's important.
I don't know if I saw them doing that to him.
Okay.
I don't know if I saw Rose do it to him.
So you guys go running across the brewery floor and you get towards the entrance. Standing in the entrance, abreast, are two dwarves. One of them is holding a large rolling pin. The other one is holding a massive wooden spoon. And standing behind them, looming.
Fuck, what's his name?
Oh no, it's the Keebler Elves.
Skull Crusher sounds like the...
Looming behind them, Skull Crusher.
He sounds like a monster truck name.
It's the totally Keebler does. Elves and their horseman. Sorry, bullman.
Yeah, but they're two dwarves.
Sunday, Skull Crusher.
He sounds like a wrestler. Wilkers and Milkor are standing there. One of them looks at you, he's like, you're not getting out of this alive, son. You don't take our business away from us.
Can I try an intimidation check?
Yeah, go ahead.
Charisma-based. And I basically said to him, like... We have 75 goblins. How many Haragon do we have?
25.
25 Haragon. So we have an army of 100 workers. This guy point a weapon.
This motherfucker.
A monk who kicks ass. A ranger who's going to kick your ass. And a druid who's going to fucking light you on fire. Do you really want to stand in our goddamn way?
Or you could come with us.
Or you can come with us. You're either part of the revolution or you're against
they
it.
They just kind of like, yeah, this isn't really in our odds. Sorry, Skull Crusher. We're out later.
Yeah.
You're either with the revolution or you're
and they walk
it.
Towards you.
Yes!
They walk towards you. Skullcrusher's like, oh no, did it come to this?
You have the same option. Just walk away.
No.
I just want to say right now I don't fully trust them.
Yeah.
I must defend my honor. And Skullcrusher reaches into his cloak and pulls out an axe. And then appearing around him are all these small imps and demon-like creatures.
Well, I'm going to pull out my rifle and shoot them.
Oh, God.
Where yes, are they?
They're in the doorway that would lead outside.
Okay, cool. I like that.
How close am I to them?
I'm going to say you guys are like probably like 50 feet standoff distance.
Fuck.
You guys can all make an attack if you want.
The 17 hit.
Yes, it does.
Cool. That's an automatic crit with my rifle because he hasn't taken a turn yet.
Okay.
So.
Audrey and Sebastian, you guys doing anything?
Well, she's shooting.
Yes.
I don't want to get in the way of that.
Oh, no. You can also make an attack right
17
now if you want.
17 plus 4, 21, okay. plus another 4, which yeah. is 25.
Yeah. Jesus.
Stealth attack.
Okay. Audrey, doing anything?
30. 34.
Okay. Can we just wait and see if he died?
He doesn't die.
Okay. Do you have a thing? I have a thing. If you
know. I have a newfound respect for this man that 34 damage doesn't kill him. And I didn't roll very well, too.
Since I have the ability now, can I cast Magic Missile?
Oh, yeah, you can. So you're casting at third level. So normal magic
missile. I need to pull up magic
missile. I can just tell you right now.
Okay.
Magic missile normally at first level is 3d4, and it's 3d4 plus 1, or 3d4 plus 3.
Mm-hmm.
For every level above 1, you add another d4 plus 1.
So I'm at?
5d4 plus 5.
5d4.
Yes.
Okay.
So my God.
I have to roll to hit, right?
No. Magic missile just hits.
Guaranteed I just damage. Do 5d4.
Yeah.
And you add 5 to that. Sebastian, what are you up to?
What?
So the guy's still there.
Right? Yeah.
And there's imps around him and shit.
A bunch of imps are appearing around
him. How close are they around him?
They're all like within 5 feet of him. Oh, probably even closer.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I'm going to cast Flaming Sphere.
Yeah.
Right just on top
of what him. Do I have to roll for him?
They have to beat a dex 11.
18.
That hits.
Oh, he 18 passes.
Damage.
He passes? Okay, I still do 2d6.
I got 18. Roll it. I got 18 damage.
Okay.
On magic missile.
Yeah.
5 damage. Also, if the imps are within 5.
The imps are immune to fire.
Fuck, okay.
Oh, fuck.
You're telling me he withstands 57 points of damage?
No. No, he doesn't.
I was gonna say.
But you watch his, well, because also a horde of goblins and Herengon just descend upon him and begin to violently ravage him. Like, you guys didn't kill him, but there's enough fucking death that is raining down upon him that he's just gonna die. But you watch as the goblins all run around you. Marie runs forward to go kick some ass, slips, punches a goblin in the face. She rolled a 1 and he explodes.
I'm so sorry. So
and just, the last thing you hear from Skullcrusher.
Oh, shit.
Is he dead?
Oh, he's so fucking
Can I
dead.
Loot Skullcrusher?
I was going to say, I'm going to loot the body too.
You find a set of plate mail, an axe, a nightstick, and that's it.
I don't want any of that.
I don't want any of it either.
I'm going to take the flaming sphere and as a bonus action or whatever, I move it up and over us and behind us to block the way.
Okay.
That's pretty good. I'm going to look at the two dwarves that were with us.
Yeah.
And like, I get it that you like your job. You weren't impressed. Do you want my buddy weapon just to fucking knock you out and then you can look like you try to fight and you can still have your job? Or do you want to come with us?
We like that idea.
Okay.
I'd like to make a note out of kindness for these fellows. Marie. We know how to do non-lethal damage. I don't know if weapon does.
Better choice. Marie. Hey,
that's
Marie.
That's a really good point.
Like, as you talk about this, you see weapon, like, raise his axe, like, the blood.
Dubs, I like the attitude. Viva the revolution.
Yes.
These guys are all right. Can I have my friend Marie step in and do some non-lethal stuff?
Marie looks at you, she's like, I really don't want to do non-lethal, but I will.
Marie?
Yeah?
I think you owe us just a little bit. These guys aren't dick bags. They're just trying to do their job.
Okay.
So you can.
She walks up to him like, pats him on the shoulder.
You can hit them as hard as you want.
Oh, don't worry. Pats him on the shoulder, grabs the back of his head, just bam, down into her knee. And the other dwarf looks like, oh.
It's either that or death, bud.
He's like, I don't know. And then she just bam. And like, he spits out some teeth and just falls backwards.
I'm going to loot the bodies.
That was satisfying.
Yes.
You loot the bodies?
I'm looting the bodies. Got to contribute to the revolution somehow.
You find the brewmaster's spoon.
I'm taking it.
A large wooden spoon infused with magic.
I'm pocketing it for sure. Okay. Any gold? Anything else?
Not on them.
Okay. So I'm going to strip them down to their skivvies and then tie them together.
Okay.
But really, like, weirdly, and, like, they can't break out. It's just a weird thing. Yeah. Someone's going to look, come by this and be like, what the fuck happened? That's my goal here.
Why are you two tied face to face in your underwear?
I was thinking ass to mouth, but okay. That's better.
He must not be.
Just walk away.
Okay.
I'd be like, I'll pat Marie in the back. Thank you for that.
Yeah, that was good.
Yep.
That was solid.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just move on.
Okay.
Can we just all run out the door now?
You can if you'd like.
Do we pass the grain silos?
Oh, you're going to
Yes,
blow.
You do.
I'm going to light that on fire.
You light that on fire. You just light that shit up?
Lighten that shit up.
Are you using your magical alcohol or just lighting stuff
I don't think I need to in this circumstance since we're not rushed.
Okay.
And grain goes up pretty fucking quickly.
Yeah, you're going to have a couple minutes.
Yeah. So I'm just going to light it and run.
Okay. So you light it and you watch as the fire slowly begins to spread up the grain silo. You have a little bit.
Yeah.
And then as this is happening from behind you hear, God damn it! I trusted you! I trusted all of you! And it's Tom Dagum.
I'm just going to go and flip him off, like, as I'm running, like, behind me.
Is he in range?
Yeah.
Where is he?
I'm going to look at both Xylus.
He's like, standing at the entrance to the storage room.
I'm going
to
look at both Xylus and Vel. Do you want me to shoot this motherfucker?
Is there a grain barrel next to him?
Yeah.
I'm a moo flaming sphere right over the grain barrel.
Well, a barrel tightly packed with grain won't explode.
It won't explode?
No. It's the loose silos that cause the grain dust that lights it up very well. It's a very interesting powder stuff.
It's a weird effect.
Yeah, it's great.
I mean, you can just hit him with flaming sphere.
If you let me do two spells real quick, I can do something cool.
Go ahead, I guess.
I'm going to cast Mold Earth.
Yeah.
And take that grain barrel and tip it over. Like, just fucking take the earth right from under it and, like, tip it over.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. And then it's going to spill out in front of him.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, a 55-gallon drum. When you said grain barrel, you're lighting on, like, one of the grain silos?
Whatever's next to him.
Okay.
I want to knock it over.
Okay.
And then move flaming sphere to light it.
So you tip over this like 50-foot tall grain silo, and this man is not fast enough. It just... and like his eyeballs like... fly towards
I guess
you.
I only needed one spell slot. Okay.
Yeah, no, his eyeballs fly towards you like two little like meat projectiles.
Hey, Silas, I have a request.
Yeah.
Can you move the flame spear into where all the alcohol is?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And just light this bitch up.
Just wherever like one of the candle silos of alcohol or whatever.
Okay. Oh, look, put it in. It was a factory fire. Can I catch one of the eyeballs?
Yes, you have, please.
You have an eyeball, yes.
Oh my god, I'm keeping
it's
it.
It's got the little nerve still attached to the back.
Can I go over to the other one and just squish it?
Oh, yeah.
Can
just,
I
it pops
preserve
like a
it in some of the like really... good alcohol that,
if you would like to, yeah.
Rose has. Does
absolutely.
That work?
Absolutely.
Can I steal a little bit?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't think it would work.
I don't think
what
so.
What do I preserve an eyeball?
Formaldehyde?
Yeah.
Are you guys leaving?
I also see Hubble. I'm
I
sure
think
Hubble
quite
has
fire
formaldehyde.
Yeah, there is a fire rapidly spreading.
It's in the alcohol now, too.
Yeah.
Once I'm out the door, I'm going to scream like there was a fucking forest fire and I don't know what to do.
Okay.
I'm just gonna put on an act.
You guys run out of the grain storage, down the hallway, past everyone's offices, out the front door. I'm just gonna ask this. Do y'all want to loot some offices?
I'm looting everything, Daniel. You know
me. If we can't feel the heat from the fire, yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad you did.
Like that would be that's close and scary.
Yeah.
Can Vel just go outside?
Yeah, Vel can totally just go outside.
Can I take the people outside?
Yeah. The goblins follow.
I don't really want to loot things because I don't want to light. I don't want to be lit on fire. Anyways.
Caleb and Sebastian, you guys loot the office.
Yeah, you guys totally.
Do you just want the valuable things?
I want everything, Daniel.
No,
just the valuable.
You find 2,000 gold.
Can I have some? I need some.
Of course we will. We'll figure out 2,000 divided by 3. I think. I mean, I know Silas. I think we just split it 3 ways, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any like weapons or anything else here?
There's like some basic weapons. You find two more magical cloaks.
I'm going to take
it. Oh, good.
Silas, you want a cloak?
Not robes of stars.
I'm going to give him a...
grab a cloak.
You get a cloak. I get a cloak.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Anything, probably book it.
Anything else? Like, is there any important looking document
Yes,
here?
There is. There is a stack of important documents, like, on his desk in a briefcase. It's a familiar looking briefcase.
I'm going to stealth this.
Okay.
I'm going to sleight of hand this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Roll sleight of hand.
Why? I mean, there's nobody here.
I feel bad. We probably should cut this. This is one of the few things, Sebastian. Information to me as a character,
mm-hmm.
I don't want anyone else to have.
Okay.
Unless I think other people should have it. And I mean, it's the one time... I don't like going against the party in any way, shape, or form, but I think Rose might...
Oh, you're sleight of handing against us.
Yes, against you.
So, Sebastian, you got to roll against him. And so, Marie.
Oh, fuck, Marie's in here. That's not great.
She rolled a 9. And
I rolled a 10, so it's not great.
She beats you.
She rolled a 9. Oh,
she rolled a 9.
I also rolled a 9.
Plus your modifier?
Yeah.
Oh, so you got a 9 with your modifier?
Wait, am I rolling sleight of hand?
Yeah.
Yep.
No, perception.
Oh, perception.
Oh, perception. Oh,
because they have to roll.
I got 12 then.
Oh, well, then I get
you both see him, like, pocketing some documents.
Okay. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, no, Marie doesn't give a shit either.
Oh, yes, good thinking. And I just keep walking.
You know, I really should have played to the people I was with.
Yeah, no, it's nothing crazy.
Okay, I'm going to still put that in my backpack, though.
Okay.
And then, is there nothing else in here?
No, I give you all anything that was of value. There's just, like, random crap laying around. Like, there's like, the box of cigars and, like, you know, some alcohol and stuff.
Oh, I'm taking the cigars.
I'm
handing the Silas.
It's a box of cigars.
You probably want this, right?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, take it.
Hey, Silas.
Yeah.
They're, like, this world's equivalent of fine Cuban cigars.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
Fun fact about Cuban cigars. That right before the Cuban blockade happened, JFK ordered
2,000 or something?
Yeah. be ordered out, smuggled out of Cuba.
Yep.
With the alcohol, I'm just going to take it real quick and smash it. No, like Molotov cocktail and light this office on fire as well. Everything burns, Daniel.
Oh, yeah. Everything burns. All right. Audrey, do anything out front while these guys are looting?
What does the front of the building look like? Is it in a town?
No, it's not in a town. It's in the middle of the woods.
Oh.
There's nothing.
Oh, I'm going to run them all into the trees.
Okay, so yeah.
There's cover.
Okay. Are you doing anything else?
Is there anybody else that's like coming out that's not?
Just all of the Heron gods and goblins. Marie probably follows pretty quick behind.
Okay.
I mean, they come out after a while.
Okay.
These two come outside after a while.
I'm gonna make sure nobody's hurt.
There's a few goblins who got like hurt in the stampede, but no one's died. Well, there's one goblin who exploded because Marie punched him so hard.
Oh, yeah.
Marie feels maybe kind of bad.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. After a couple minutes, these two come. Xylus and Rose come running out.
So we found 2,000 gold.
It's 666.66.
I can pay for my armor.
So I was thinking,
I owe some money to someone.
I was thinking, I don't know about how much you guys think. I think 600, 600, 600, which would leave us at 1,800, right? And then we give Marie at least 50 gold and then like weapons some gold too.
Oh, right. So then she could get back to Atla.
Maybe like 100, because that gives us an even 2,000.
It's an even 2,000.
Or maybe like 50 for Marie, 50 for weapon, and then like 100 for these goblins.
Wait, why does weapon need any?
Wait,
we own weapon.
How?
Oh, 30 days.
But
yeah.
But how much does Marie need to get back to Atla?
Caleb, you know a ticket back to Atla is about 5 gold.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I thought 50 just because she helped us along the way and she did some good stuff. Give her some extra stuff just along the way. But I mean, it's up to you guys. I just think 50 for her, 50 for gold store paying off weapon, and then like maybe give 100 to the goblins so they can help them out. I don't, because they got oppressed by the system. It's your guys' choice, obviously. That's
So each goblin in Herangon gets exactly 1 gold.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, Dan. I'm sorry.
Weapon doesn't need money because I can pay. I already allotted payment for weapon.
Okay, so then 50 and then.
So like 50 for Marie and then what? 150 for the.
Everyone
that
else.
Means they each get.
We could just take it all. We're not fucking. We don't need to give the goblins a bunch of gold.
This
point.
Is true. How about
we can just tell them all to go to Havencrest?
So as you guys are standing here talking, a good enough distance away from the building, you hear a rumble.
I feel like we're walking and talking.
Okay, so you've walked and talked for a while. Oh, very quickly, the ground rumbles.
That's not great.
And all of a sudden, you get hit by this, like, shockwave. And then just... behind you, you just see a fireball.
I was worried for a second, but then now I'm not.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Hell
great.
Yeah. We're terrorists now.
You know those two dwarves you didn't want to kill?
Yeah. Oh.
They super died.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No!
I saw that coming. I fucking saw that coming.
Tied them up and then lit everything on fire. Yeah.
They're both just sitting there back like, all right, man, listen, we got a good gig here. Okay. I they're having like that heart to heart talk. Like that was pretty bad, but I think we'll be okay. No, we're fine, man. I got a brother in Atla. He can get us a job. Sweet. And all of a sudden like, hey, do you smell smoke? I think I smell smoke.
Boom.
Is that fire? Holy shit.
I feel so bad because I was trying to do right by them, but my chaotic uprooting nature.
Do you want to know my description for Wilcor and
Oh, we killed a bunch of fucking tourists too.
Oh yeah.
Wait, there's just got to be another exit for them to leave.
Do you want to know my description for Welkins and Milcor?
Sure, Daniel. Make me feel more bad about how I am.
Two dwarfs, soft spoken and cruel.
Well, do you know what? I don't feel so bad. They're cruel. Fuck them. They're not part of the revolution anymore. You're either against us or with us.
So yeah, you guys watch as, you know, burning wood and shit begins raining down all around you.
Can we just give every person in the party 650 gold and then give the rest to goblins?
How much are we giving Marie, though?
Oh, right. Give the rest to Marie.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm fine
with
that.
Wait, we're getting 650?
650. It breaks evenly. We give 50 to Marie. She can get back. But I'm still going to try to persuade her to stay with us.
You can persuade her at advantage. She had a fun time.
I'm very much want this character. First goal, I want this character to be with us. But the more you tell me about this character, Daniel, not only myself, but Rose is falling in love with this character because she's fucking awesome. Missed entirely. That's a 21.
Oh, fuck.
21.
Okay, cool. Hold on. Yeah, I'll stick around.
Sweet.
Where are we going?
Where is our next... is our next step...
Are we going back to Hubble?
Wait, so we were going to... Yeah, we were going to try and level up, get money, pay some shit off.
Oh, fuck. You guys level up. After that hullabaloo, you fucking level up.
I feel like our next step should be going back to Hubble just to get the clothes, because he said a couple days. And then, it's just my opinion, we could go to Solora. Another side quest. But... I will fully admit I'm biased on the situation.
I would like to go back to Hubble and see what's going on. I'm sure he'll send us somewhere. Before we do that, though, I want to make sure that all the Gerblins and all the Herengons have places to go.
Nope. Majority of them seem that their families might have been murdered.
Guys. Goblin army we can take to Havencrest.
Oh, my fucking God.
I was...
Sebastian?
Yeah.
I was kind of thinking... That. Yeah, that was my idea, is to tell them to...
Both of you
come to Havencrest with us.
Boost, Daniel.
Boost the economy.
Okay.
I've just under
Does that not work?
Gold.
Daniel, what was your plan?
That's fine.
Daniel, what was your plan for all of these homeless people?
I don't know.
Sorry, you
know,
houseless people.
I don't know, Audrey. I don't know exactly.
Half of me was thinking Isladel, because that's like a refugee camp already.
Kayla, you mean?
Kayla, yeah. But I love Gerpin Army anyways.
I feel like we should do that.
Yep. Fever the revolution.
Well, I don't... Okay,
how about this?
If they don't want to do that...
All of you roll a d20. We'll add that together, and that's how many people follow you.
Okay. So we're going to still fall well short of 100.
Modifier?
Add your charisma modifier.
Not persuasion, Daniel?
No.
Not my plus fucking 8?
No.
I got a 16.
I got an 18.
Okay, so 16 plus 18. Oh, Marie also rolled, and she got an 11.
Okay, so I got a 19, so 64.
So 64 goblins and Herengons agree to follow you.
Sweet.
Can I end it?
Do the rest of them have places to go?
They're probably just going to head to major cities.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Can I try one persuasion check, though?
Yeah?
Before we end it, I'm like, brothers, sisters.
No, you get 64. That is what I'm getting. I'm allowing you to have 64. I could be a bad DM and say you get none.
I'm going to do a thing.
What?
I want to see what happens.
Okay.
I'm going to hug weapon. I want to see if I can evoke any emotion in this individual. I'm just going to hug him like a good, like, we did it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just got done doing some killing. Explosions. Really, really likes those things. They kind of, you know, he gets very excited about them. He gently pats you on the head.
I broke weapon. That's good. This is good. Yes. Yes.
I have an ending thought.
Yes.
Okay, so we're all walking through the forest, 64 goblins following behind us, a bunch of other ones are just like walking their separate ways, there's smoldering shit in the background, and we all just have a smug look on our face, and like the sun is in our backs. And
then we kind of do like a jump high five.
Oh no! Thank you for listening to Attention Deficit and Hyperactive Dragons. This was a good one. We're all feeling pretty good about this one. My name's Sebastian. I played Xylus Ramsbottom.
I'm Caleb, and I played Dr. Rosalind Rose Thompson. Great episode. I enjoyed it. Viva the Revolution.
My name's Audrey, and I played Vel. I hope you enjoyed the shenanigans, and I also hope that you enjoyed the sound of our voices in your earballs.
I'm Daniel. I'm the DM, and every single game of D&D I have ever played, every single campaign, there has always been at least one building getting blown sky high, explosion, timbers falling from the sky every single time.
You're the DM.
I just let it happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for enduring our voices in your earballs. If you would like to leave a review on your podcasting app, please go ahead. Be brutally honest with us. Thank you.
All relevant links are in the description.
Bye.
Bye.
I love you. Bye.
Be for the revolution.